This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Dr. James Dobson rallies Christians to pray for the Georgia runoff election. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
As if the 2020 election isn't stressful enough, as the presidential battle continues in the courts, the state of Georgia has a unique situation. Both Senate seats are up for grabs in this election, as well as control of a majority of the U.S. Senate. Since neither candidate for either seat received the 50% threshold, they are forced into a runoff election. Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat challenger Raphael Warnock are battling for one seat, and John Ossoff is challenging the Republican David Perdue. All eyes are on Georgia. Dr. James Dobson is calling on Christians to fervently pray for the special runoff election on January 5th. In a public statement, Dobson says, "We are standing on the edge of an abyss. Our sweet land of liberty is just two Senate races away from ushering in a socialist-driven agenda that is anti-faith, anti-family, and anti-freedom. Are we the people listening? The Judeo-Christian system of values that have upheld our great nation for nearly 250 years is in danger of disintegrating. Georgia is ground zero for what may turn out to be the most consequential political battle our country has ever faced. If we lose, the America we have known and loved for centuries may be facing its final days. I write this with a huge lump in my throat." Throughout this election, voters have been presented with two distinct visions for America. One party proclaims the sanctity of human life, defends religious liberty and freedom of conscience, prioritizes the family as the foundation of civil society, and recognizes that we flourish only as one nation under God. The other party champions abortion on demand up to the moment of birth, supports gender transition for young children, demands that religious liberty take a back seat to supposed notions of tolerance, and embraces the unconstitutional notion of separation of church and state. The stark differences go on and on. We are on the verge of ushering the latter platform of evil into power. To say I am disheartened is an understatement. Will we, the people, remain silent and allow our great country to be ideologically transformed, or will we let our voices be heard in Georgia? The enemies of liberty and righteousness want to destroy all that is good about America. Their targets include your freedom, your family, and your faith. Christian friends, we must not sit idly by. There is so much at stake. As a nation, we must pray for God's deliverance and implore our brothers and sisters in Georgia to register and vote. Let's pray for the candidates that best represent God's purposes for our nation. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.